Yeah.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, really, truly, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Now, just I know people listen all kinds of different times. We are live 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central every day, or Monday through Friday, I should say. That's when we're live, in case you were wondering when to call in and that kind of thing. If you do want to call in, 844-769-2944. If you want to listen live, phone number, so you can just call in, listen 701-301-5252. People ask for those numbers periodically. And if you want to call the Power Hour, Jay and Catherine, you want to get a hold, you got a question, you got an order or anything like that, 877-817-9829. We've got great specials on Strauss Heart Drops over there. Take advantage, among other things. And buy from the good guys, will you? Will you? Really? I know I say this a lot, but really, let this sink in. We don't get checks from George Soros. We get checks from you. If you support us, we will expand, and that's really what we want to do. So we're looking to do that, and we need and want and deserve your support. So thank you, and you're welcome for what we're doing. Great show today. Robert Tactalian from Vitamir. Love Vitamir products. The mouthwash, the toothpaste is first rate, second to absolutely nobody, and I think Head and Shoulders above what's out there. I think what's out there, the Head and Shoulders above. Yeah. That mouthwash is unbelievable. The toothpaste is first rate. Mm-hmm. And then Rupert Darwall. Rupert.
He's one of my friends.
Rupert?
Yeah, I called him up.
Yeah, Rupert. Yeah, British guy. I think isn't he from Bridge?
I don't know.
He's from England?
Yeah.
Across the pond. You got across a lot of friends across the pond. That's Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here. Another great day in America.
The name of the book Rupert has written is called The Green Tyranny. And I don't know if I've ever heard anybody quite describe the green movement, environmentalism, global warming, quite like him. And I think you're going to like him.
Yeah,
interesting.
I like him very.
So stay tuned for that.
He caught my attention when I was listening to him on YouTube. So very interesting.
So we're going to do the news now with Uncle Kevin and then those guests. So glad to be with you. Let's go. Jamie Dimon comes out. I guess he's turning into Kreskin the Magnificent now. Mm-hmm. He's predicting, he's openly saying recession is coming. Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan is now saying that. People like him don't say things haphazardly.
Nope.
They have purposes. It's like when somebody from the Fed comes. In fact, J.P. Morgan is probably more powerful than the people on the Fed board.
Oh, yeah.
More influential.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Fed can make a stroke, but they don't do it independently.
Yeah, they got,
I mean? They get told what to
that's
do.
That's right. They get, Morgan's got a lot of money.
Anyway, J.P. Morgan, this is... why am I saying this? Why is we leading the show with this? Supposedly, over the last couple of days, we're hearing chatter from sources, whatever. They seem to have some credibility when you put this together. J.P. Morgan pulled out of circulation about $170+ billion out of circulation. What does that mean? What does that mean, Kev?
It means the repo freezes up. And that's exactly what Zero Hedge just... this article came out with. Something snapped. Repo freezes again overnight. Fed operation oversubscribed. Repo rates jump.
Okay. Now, we've talked about this quite a bit over the last 2-3 weeks if you've been listening. And you may say, well, what is this? What are these banks? And what are the fact they have money? What in the world does this have to do with me? It may have everything to do
with
you. It may have everything in this context of what we're seeing and putting all this together. Was it 3 weeks ago now? Three or four weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
The repurchase agreement market overnight, where banks, they lend money to each other for short-term needs. They need to get their balance sheets right. They need to justify purchases or whatever to make everything balance in their little pyramid scheme, whatever it is. Literally,
yeah.
That's what just described is what happens.
What's that game with the shells?
the shell game. Three-card money.
Three-card money. It's all done with... mirrors and smoke.
Right. And so they just traded off it. Oh, look, we do have $10 billion. We got the $10 billion we need right here. And then the passes to the other. Oh, we have it, too. We have it. Oh, check.
Yeah, they just went to the computer and added six zeros.
So the market freezed up last night again. Now, 3-4 weeks ago, as you know, the Federal Reserve in New York said, we'll basically back this and we'll do this to October 10th. Well,
They've been doing it.
They have been doing it. Now
it freezes up again.
You and I know that it's not October 10th. It's October 16th. The 6 days passed. They've committed. Gerald Celente reported they've committed to go into the first part of November. I am of the opinion, I'm starting to get more and more firm in this opinion, I am of the opinion that we might quite possibly be seeing quantitative easing to infinity starting right here.
Yeah, that's what we said. We said that a couple weeks ago.
Right. And then I want to reaffirm this. So when people say, what does this have to do with me? I'm going to tell you what it might possibly have to do with you. We've always known fiat currencies, they always fail. They always fail.
Always.
They always, always throughout history, they fail. They have to be exchanged, reset, whatever, morphed into something else. Mm-hmm. They have to because they're backed by nothing and central banks just can't help but just keep printing. Whether it's Rome or whether it's the United States of America.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. So we have this concept and there's a word, and Kevin and you and I went back and forth about what we think that the Fed, or you think the Fed should just print money, give money to people. If they're going to print, just print it, at least put it in circulation. There is one problem with this and one problem with all of this, which I would counter. I would agree with you until one thing happens. That one thing.
Trust.
Trust is gone. Then the whole thing collapses, just like the proverbial house of cards. Because once people realize, oh my gosh, all they're doing is printing and printing and printing and printing money. Holy cow. Then confidence in all, everything that this system is based on, the bottom of it and the foundation of it is eroded. The foundation of the stock market, the foundation of the bond market, the foundation of the pension market, the foundation of when you go to the grocery store and exchange your bills of exchange, your money of exchange for a loaf of bread gets undermined when people realize this. And we've been scared to death and people have been talking about it. And it's like, when is the collapse? The collapse is inevitable, you know, and using different things. Well, the collapse really, this system died in about 2008, 2009.
Correct.
They passed all, instead of passing responsibility on to
fixing the problem
and fixing the problem and being able to
really,
you know, start in a path where it had been a soft landing. Mm-hmm. They pushed all responsibility onto us, onto the government.
Yeah.
And the people who caused the problem, the banks, didn't get stronger, did not get diminished. I mean, did not get weaker, did not get diminished. They got bloated and stronger.
Right.
And now the problem, you have Jamie Dimon, who is the head of J.P. Morgan, one of these bank, quote-unquote banksters, mobsters, whatever you want to call them, going out and calling for a recession, pulling money out of the system with more influence and more power and more boldness. I mean, I am stunned. If this is true, and we're putting all this together, and it seems like all this that we're talking about might be true.
Seems like it lines up.
This might be true. The head of J.P. Morgan has more power to influence your money and your markets and your confidence than anybody.
Yeah.
Than just about even the Federal Reserve has more power, more independent power. That's what I should say, more independent power. Because the Federal Reserve can make decisions, but they're not independent decisions.
And liquidity is responsible.
It's king right now.
Yeah. For trade, for commerce. You don't have liquidity, you don't have commerce. And what did they do back in the Depression?
They withdrew the money.
They withdrew all the money.
You
have to have so much money in your system so you can trade, so you can transact.
To keep prices.
And yeah, exactly. And when you don't have that money, it collapses just like during the Depression time.
And back then, see, the difference is, and this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand, when you had a dollar in your hand, whether it was a silver certificate or not, you could openly trade or whatever, but let's say you had a silver dollar. You had almost an ounce of silver in your hand.
Yeah.
And the purchasing power of that. You know, there are stories. There's a huge study by a Russian scientist that said that 7 million people died of starvation in America during the Depression.
Yeah.
There's also stories, anecdotal, that if you had 50 silver dollars, you survived.
Yeah, you could have
withstood the real hard times.
Seven or 8 years.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but the real hard time that would hit on you to give you, you know, whether it's 6 months, a year, or whatever. You had 50 silver dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you imagine if things got hard and you had $50? I don't care how withdrawn the money gets or whatever. If you had $50 in your pocket, how long do you think you'd survive in this environment? So what I'm trying to tell you is the honest weights and measures of the Bible, of the Mosaic Law, of the common law that came all the way down to America, the United States of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, this honest weights and measures, when we let them take this over from us, then they began to be able to manipulate. And not only were they manipulating money, they're manipulating your effort, your work, yeah, your labor, your divinity within you, the inheritance within you. They can manipulate it all.
Yep. Yeah.
And so now you're seeing the repurchase market where banks go overnight. The rate spiked again. The Federal Reserve of New York, I think it's New York, I mean, I'm assuming, has got to come in, step in now again with
more money.
More money. They've committed to 60 plus billion a month. It may be 60 billion a day.
Yeah.
So they're going to pump 60 billion into the quote unquote economy a month. They've committed to that. They're going to have available short-term loans, you know, 50 to 100. They've even had up to 100 billion for one day. And these are short-term loans. It goes and then comes and whatever. But the repurchase agreement, the repurchase market froze overnight again after nearly 2-3 weeks of the, literally, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve doing everything possible, printing. I mean, you can imagine figuratively, yeah, rats on a wheel, printing money as fast as they possibly could out the back door every single night.
And 24
hours a day to make this liquidity, to keep this Ponzi scheme going on this under the surface thing that we don't really see. And now it just froze again. It
froze up. Not enough money in the system.
This is a huge story.
Well, you got one of those, Zimbabwe trillion-dollar notes or something around?
It used to be around.
So what's America going to be starting to print trillion-dollar notes to cover its debts?
Well, that's the question. See, I think this is backdoor de facto money printing to infinity.
Yeah.
And Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, said, well, don't call it quantitative easing. Well, you called this quantitative easing in 2008. Why is it not called that now? Because they're trying to, again, confidence, trust.
Right.
This is a big story. Obviously, we're going to be keeping up with it. I have the opinion that this is quite possibly, 3 weeks ago I told you, it's quite possibly this is basically printing to infinity starting right here. This mm-hmm. is a backdoor way, a quiet way to do it. They did not stop October 10th. We told you. Didn't we talk about that? We said, watch October 10th. Are they going to stop or are they going to not stop?
Yeah.
They didn't stop.
They didn't stop.
Not only did they not stop, less than a week after October 10th, it froze again.
Froze again.
Now, there's also is... Are the banks working at this to crash the liquidity, to crash the market, to make Trump look bad?
You know, Could be.
That's part of it also.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, as Dan Lestlin, he's going to be on in a couple
Ooh,
days
we love
also.
Daniel.
So it's also, is he, what am I trying to say? Is this going to be an effort to get their hands on that money printing machine?
The Democrats, that's what this all is all about. They lost power, they lost the printing machine, and they want it back.
It's not even Democrat, it's the liberal banking,
right. Yeah.
It's not Democrat, Republican. This is not a party thing. This is much deeper, much bigger, much more macro. Anyway, keeping aware of this story. It is big, it could be massive. This mm-hmm. is a big story, it could be massive.
And every time we go to the city, we buy a silver coin or two.
Every time. Now, if people are in, again, Kathy, we saw Mike, and Mike said he saw you.
Oh, yeah,
you come
yeah, Kathy.
Into
Hello,
River
Kathy.
I'm going to give a plug for River City Coins.
Yeah,
our friends. If you're in Cape Girardeau, Mike, ask for Mike over at River City Coins down there, downtown Cape, kind of near the river. Great, great guy. Tell him we sent you. You can call him also, River City Coins. Maybe we'll get his number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe buy a coin. You want to do a revolutionary act? People say, well, what can I do? I will tell you, we were going to cover news, but this is.
Well, every time we go to Cape, we stop in and buy a coin or two.
People ask what they can do. I will tell you what is a absolutely revolutionary act that virtually everybody who's listening could do. That will, I promise you, if everybody in America, or 10% of America, 5% of America. If 5% of America did this, you will see things start to shake and change in such a positive way. It'll happen so quickly. If 5-10% of the population just called Mike or any coin store and bought one silver dollar, if they bought one silver dollar Do you understand the shift, the monumental shift that would occur?
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, and it gives you protection, too.
Yes, you can't lose. Silver's never been worth nothing.
Yeah.
Another big story.
You can get junk silver for like $15, $18 a piece.
So out of a dollar face, just call Mike. He'll explain it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, River City Coins and Cape, if you're in the area, you can go right in there. The situation with China. Now, Daryl Morey, the general manager of Houston, text or tweeted or Instagram or Facebooked or whatever. I think he did all three. he did a post of about Hong Kong and sympathetic towards the Hong Kong protesters. There, by the way, Houston Rockets are in China doing exhibitions. Supposedly, when Team USA went there just right before this, witnesses are saying, players are saying that they were absolutely grilled by the NBA not to say anything or not to come out anything about China. That's why the players were surprised that Daryl Morey would say this, a general manager, one of the executives, would say this.
He didn't get the memo.
Well, or maybe he did. Maybe he didn't care.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's a patriot.
Maybe. Or maybe he wants freedom for those. I mean, who knows? But the result is that China went nuts on the NBA, started pulling down their posters, started doing everything. The people in China went crazy. All the jerseys sold out of the NBA. I mean, the Houston Rockets, because they love this. Hong Kong went crazy. Then all of a sudden, LeBron James, King James, they call him. LeBron James, the most famous basketball player in the world right now. Michael Jordan probably still is, even though he hasn't played in 20 years. But the one playing now, the most famous one playing right now, is LeBron James. And he came out and said, near quote, I'm getting this close, Daryl Morey acted irrationally or too quick, and he didn't realize he's hurting families and affecting people's lives. And he should have never have done that. He should have never sent that tweet out. He's supporting China in the face of Hong Kong. He wants to support China. And listen to his tweet, and this is another example of transference and mental illness. We are seeing this. The Democrats are expert at it, but believe me, they have no monopoly on it. When these people are accusing other people of doing exactly what they're doing. So LeBron James, after he did that and he slighted the protesters in Hong Kong, the people in Hong Kong, the freedom fighters in Hong Kong, what did they do? They started burning his jersey in the street.
That was
great. Good for them. And listen to what the words he said. He said that he is hurting families. He is affecting people's lives ignorantly. He doesn't understand what he's doing.
Yeah.
LeBron James, that's what you just did.
That's right.
That's what you just did, you tyrannical moron.
Moron. I call him Mossback. I call him Fool. And I call him Comrade James from now on.
Comrade James. Comrade LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comrade.
He's so in bed with
Mossback.
China. Mossback. So he wants money over China. I mean, these people are ripping people's organs out of the street.
While they're still without any anesthetic.
Well, why? If you're going to kill them, why waste it?
That costs
money.
That's right.
All right, we got 4 minutes. We're going to go through this news super fast.
Let's do it.
Jury awards Sandy Hook father $450,000 for defamation by local conspiracy theorist. That's the story with James Fetzer. This is how did he lose? This is unbelievable. This judge, I mean, I know
he'll win it on appeal.
This is the, you know, see, I thought I was going to go through this news really quick.
This is important.
Have you all seen the commercial about the Sandy Hook Foundation about that shows these kids in school hiding in these children in school hiding in the bathroom and texting and being all scared?
Yeah.
You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
The Sandy Hook Foundation. Do you see how this Sandy Hook thing is the linchpin of their propaganda?
Oh, yeah.
To get this?
If he's able to
uproot this, it stops their whole propaganda thing. Rising star Warren, meaning Elizabeth Warren, weathers attacks at Democratic White House debate. This is from AFP, the debate yesterday for the Democrats. They came after Beto O'Rourke about the gun confiscation. Here's what he said after the debate. I'm not going to confiscate AR-15s. No. See, this is not these people. Oh, my gosh. I detest people like this. And people say, why are you so hard on the Democrats? Well, I'm not hard on Democrats. I'm hard on liars and thieves and tyrannical Nazis. He says, here's his quote, I'm not going to confiscate AR-15s. Okay, I guess technically you're right. You're going to buy them back, and if they don't buy them back, you're going to force them to buy them back.
Correct.
Or take them from them.
But since his approval rate is about 1%, I take him with a grain of salt.
AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, our buddy.
I know.
She's going to endorse Bernie Sanders for president. Hopefully his health is better.
I hope he's better, but I sure hope he doesn't win.
Okay, you know the story, Harvey Weinstein, the Me Too moot really sparked all that. Ronan Farrow was in the middle of all that.
Yeah, he left NBC and got a Pulitzer Prize.
The NBC producer who was involved with this said flat out, you are to stand down. He's coming out and saying, NBC told us to stand down.
Oh, yeah.
You are to stand down, not hinting about it, not whatever. ABC News apologizes for airing fake bombing video during a report on Syria.
Did you see that? Did you see the video of it? Yeah, it was crazy.
They did a report on Syria. They used fake footage to say that this is...
It's done at an Army Reserve base.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
House GOP moves forward on Schiff censor effort. Thank God.
Somebody's doing something.
I mean, he gets up there. You want the definition of obstruction of justice? Then there it is. Adam Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it. Turkey defies calls for a ceasefire, says offensive will end only if Kurdish fighters leave border area. They've been fighting for thousands of years. I do not know how this is going. I do not want my neighbors, my friends, my children at risk there. I do not.
Let them clean it up over there.
Vitamin C lowers mortality and severe sepsis. That's one thing when my wife had her spider bite.
Mm-hmm,
I wanted to get vitamin C in her, but we didn't have vitamin C. So that's another thing I would have done is I would have pumped a lot of vitamin C.
Vitamin C's great for you.
Purely C is that's what we have. We have at the house. We didn't bring in our chip. So,
You bought the clay.
That was the most
important thing.
Yeah. And the oregano neutralizes the venom. I didn't know that. Yes.
That's amazing. It's an amazing story.
Ride hailing companies, Uber and Lyft, they won't testify before Congress.
Why? If they get subpoenaed, they will.
The two ride-hailing companies have been asked to appear as part of a House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee inquiry on safety and labor practices. Their failure to appear at this hearing is a telling sign that they would rather suffer a public lashing than answer questions on the record about their operations.
They lied on how much they make, because my son-in-law, Paul, he went to go work with them, and they touted that you made $15 an hour, you know, driving for them. And he figured it out, and he made about $7 an hour.
Okay, this is Peter DeFazio, a Democrat from the House, says that is blaming these people. Then what would you say about the whistleblower about Trump?
Trying
to impeach Trump, who won't come testify in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay tuned. Robert Tectalian on the other side. Good, gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I got the chance to talk to people on the phone line once a month for a couple of days. I do it a couple of days because we got people who don't listen live, and so give them a chance to know. So yesterday and today, so today after the show, and if you listen to shortwave this morning, you heard, anyway, whatever, you get the point. After the show, about 30 minutes, I'll be on the phone. If you want to call and just say hi, if you want to call and order, whatever, I'll be here. Would love to talk to you. Got to talk to Brian and Brett. Talked to him for quite a while. Brian yesterday about his mother. Hope his mother's doing good. Talked to Linwood. Talked to, Joanne. It was so good to talk to all of you and a couple others. See, once I start naming people, then I forget people. But it was so good to talk to every single one of you. And we really appreciate your support and what you're doing. And I'll be on the phone lines today. So we do that about once a month. It gives me a chance to talk to you and connect with you and see what's on your mind. And every one of you, you're so important in who you are. And what have you, thepowermall.com. That's really the great idea, the great concept of Joyce Riley. Brought all this together, groundbreaking concept that she did. Many other stations copied this, copied what she did in her success. Buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen. You can support Amazon. You can support, who are you going to support with your dollars? You know, it's like, oh, I'm saving 50 cents if I go to Amazon. Okay. All right. Go ahead. And that destroys middle America, and it destroys us. We need your support. You need to support us. This is your show. We're in this together. So thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829 at one of the things that we have. And I will say this kind of like I said at the beginning. Everybody buys toothpaste. Everybody is listening. Everybody who is listening, you need toothpaste, I assume. You need mouthwash, I assume. So why don't you buy it from us? That's one act. Or if you buy when you're doing your order, why don't you just give a $5 donation every time you buy? Really, we're looking to expand. This show is worthy of your attention, and it's worthy of us getting out there and growing. And that's what we want to do. And our next guest, Robert Tectalian from Vitamir, the Vitamir products at the Power Mall are fantastic. They are second to none. They are head and shoulders above, that mouthwash is head and shoulders above everything I've ever used. It's amazing. And you talk about a friend of the Power Hour when we switched. When Joyce was having health problems, when Joyce died, let me tell you who was there for us. this man right here. I will love him forever for it. He is a friend of the Power Hour. Hopefully we're a friend to him, and that's the way we want it. We are so happy to have him on. And hopefully, and I think it's going to happen, I'm going to get to meet him here in a couple weeks. So very cool. Robert Tactalian, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, I'm so happy to be the best show in the world. To be invited as a guest in your show is honor. And I really mean that. I just have fantastic results from your show. Your purchases through Vitamer, your clientele helping me to get where I am today. I just want to tell you that.
Well, very good. It's a good relationship, symbiotic, and thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. Of course, people have heard this story before for longtime listeners. We have a lot of new listeners. They may not know. Just briefly, give a genesis. How was Vitamir born? How did you come to invent this mouthwash for more or less? Basically, your wife did, but go ahead.
yes, well, she's the brains. I'm just the pinky. Let me tell you in a short version of this, because I know time is limited and so on. I was very, very sick with my oral health. I had more problems than ever. I spent tens of thousands of dollars for my oral health between my dentist, my periodontist, and anybody else I could find to help me. Eventually, they said to me, Robert, we have to remove all your teeth out of your mouth or you will have no gums left to hold your dentures. You know how scary that is for a 50-year-old guy? Wow. Who has great teeth, looking good, it's just they're sick. And my wife kept telling me, Robert, let's do something natural. My answer to her was, hey, I have the best dentist and the best periodontist in town. I am paying them thousands of dollars. If they can do anything for me, why you think some natural ingredient is going to help me? Well, eventually when they told me that they have to remove my teeth, my wife, for the last time, she said, Robert, I'm asking you, I'm telling you, let's do something. For the first time, I heard my wife. All of a sudden, I say, you know what? Yeah, I think you're right. Let's do it. I don't want to lose my teeth. You know, men are ignorant, really. I'm talking about me. Being a man, I'm ignorant. Not that ignorant. I just don't pay much attention. I know what I know, and I do what I do. I'm a muscle man, blah, blah. You know, that's how men think, right? So, anyways, end result is we created this based on Ivan's research and on the ingredients. I start practicing and testing, making the mouthwash at home. It took me 3 months. I know a little chemistry. I've done a lot of things like this in college and school. So I like doing things. By the time I perfected this mouthwash, what it is today, and I'm giving the short version, my teeth were sitting very tight in my gums. My gums were nice and pink versus purple color. My bleeding stopped. My canker sores went away. I was just normal. And the way I explain to people most of the time, it's easy to understand, is before if I would bite an apple, I would leave my teeth in the apple. Ooh. The first bite in the apple is pretty hard, right? If you have a nice, solid apple, if you bite, I will lose my teeth in the apple. And all of a sudden, I was able to bite that apple and eat it. I was amazed. I had a convention company and floral business in Las Vegas. And I started giving away the mouthwash to my friends and customers, anybody who would ask. Most of them would come to my store and say, hey, Robert, you're looking good. Are you doing okay? I said, yeah, I'm totally healed. You know, a lot of people knew my problem. And they said, what did you do? I said, well, my wife created this product, and we made the mouthwash, and I healed myself. All of a sudden, everybody said, can I have one? Can I have one? So it ended up that I was making about 100 bottles a week and giving it away, making the label, cooking the mouthwash, filtering it, bottling it. I mean, A to Z. I was just doing, I never charged a dime for it. I did it for the love of people because I was so happy that I helped myself, that I can help somebody. You know, not everything is money in this world. So eventually, one night when I was cooking this big pot that barely fit between the fan and the stove, huge pot that I had bought at the restaurant supply, At about 12:30, 1 o'clock, my wife woke up and said, Robert, this is the last batch you're doing at home. We're going to get trouble. We're giving this stuff free, but still, we have to have this done in laboratory. Okay, that was end. You know, if she said that, you know, I agreed that, you know, what we're doing is, yeah, we're doing something good for people, but also we have to have this checked properly, you know. So we had a lab. We did the laboratory test, start preparing our mouthwash, and we got our first batch. And we put some in the stores, and it took like wildfire. Like a wildfire. We are in nationwide with many, many stores, several thousand, and still doing good. And one of the main person, I have to say this, Joyce Riley, rest in peace, got in touch with us, find out about the product, and we've been together doing some shows, and she was helping to sell our products all these years. And then you took over. You're doing great. I appreciate what you do very much. I just want you to know what you're doing is you're helping people to stay healthy for a few dollars versus thousands of dollars going to doctors and so on. You know, prevention is the best medicine. Education and prevention is the best medicine to everybody, is my understanding. You know, last 20 years that I'm doing this, now this is the 21st year we're doing this. I learned so much. It's like going back to school and learning how to eat, learning about the ingredients, learning about my body, and helping myself versus trusting someone else to take care of me. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, then? Absolutely. I love that spirit. You're not, you know, last time you were on, you talked about where you came from. You're originally, you know, people can tell because of your accent. You're not originally from the United States. But where
I'm Armenian.
Yes, and so you have firsthand experience and have touched this idea of freedom or loss of freedom or tyranny and what that means. And so independence means something more to you than it does to many Americans now. And you see the people in Hong Kong who literally swam across the sea there, shark-infested waters, to make it to Hong Kong from China, who are now protesting. They understand the gravity. So when you talk about health independence, I mean, it's more than just your health. It's just a state of mind. You have that independence. You have that freedom within you. And that's one of the reasons I've never met you personally. I'm very excited to do it. And that's one of the reasons I love you, because you have in you. I can feel it.
You know, thank you. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I've been here for 50 years now in between Canada and United States. I've been here 50 years, 10 years in Canada and 40 years here, United States. I tell people, you guys don't know what freedom is. You know, to live in America, it is like a dream come true for every human being in the world. In the world, I'm not making this up. I grew up in the Soviet Union. You know, Armenia was one of the republics for Soviet Union. And you know, when behind Iron Curtain, people hear it, but they don't understand what it is. What it is, if you were in the Soviet Union, you couldn't get out. No way, no how. Not even birds could fly over, or the snakes going through the border. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't know what freedom is when everybody tells you the walls have ears. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're thinking. Because some communist member would come and say, I know what you're thinking. You say, no, I wasn't even thinking. No, he would say, no, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking something bad about us. And he would write a report on you because he wanted to screw your wife. Then take you to Siberia, and you never come back, and your family will stay, or they would take the whole family away. It was horrible. It was horrible to live under the Soviet Union regime.
Let me ask you, we're getting off toothpaste here, but they all connect. They really do, ladies and gentlemen.
I get excited.
let me ask you, we don't have too much time, but let me ask you about some of the presidential candidates. We're hearing them talk about socialism and democratic socialism and the type of control which you came from. They're openly espousing it like this is Christmas and Thanksgiving wrapped into one. I mean, when you hear this, what goes through your mind?
Well, I can tell you, Farning, democracy is fantastic, but capitalism is great. Competition is fantastic. Competition makes things work for general public. This is my belief. Competition gives you freedom of doing things as long as you follow the rules and regulations of the country. And having a great country that we are here now, you know, capitalism, socialism didn't work. I mean, it's a fact, right? I mean, 70-some years, Soviets tried socialism. It didn't work. It doesn't work. It works only for the top echelon of 1% of the people who control the country, but about 99% starving to death. I don't care about socialism, but I care about democracy, capitalistic and democracy. I think this thing works together good. Capitalism gives us a chance to have competition, freedom of business, freedom of thought, freedom of creation, freedom of, for somebody to create something and put it out in the market without worrying or without paying extraordinary bribery to some communist member to get something done. Freedom is something that people who never had to worry about it, like Americans, don't understand what freedom is. It's people who come from different parts of the world where they never had a freedom. Why they want to come all here? Because the country has freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom of thought. Freedom of working where you want to work, not being told where to go to work. Now, I can go on and on. Stop me, please.
Well, let's get, we got about 10 minutes. No, I just wanted to get that perspective because I'll tell you why. The people in America, if you were to talk about one group of people who are the most anti-socialist, the most against socialism and what's going on, it's the Cubans in Miami, the Cuban community. They are the most, as a whole in America, the most anti-socialist. And why? Because they have the most recent experience with it and they know exactly what it is. It's kind of like you. You've experienced it. You've seen it. This is what this is all about. And to forget that in America is, it's sad. It's disappointing. It's heartbreaking in some levels. And to see people openly talk about this like it's a legitimate discussion. I mean, when you hear these people legitimately or trying to make this legitimize this discussion, it makes me sick. I am disgusted by it. These people are anathemas. My grandfather would have said, better dead than red. You're better dead than being a socialist and being a communist. You don't want any part of it. It's disgusting. It erodes your inheritance, who you are, and this war on self-identity and the freedom and all this. This is America. And Robert Tactalian has lived up to that, and, you know, that's why he's here. So I'll get off my soapbox now. Go ahead.
I can tell you one thing, then. Is it good to do socially good things for general public? Nothing wrong with that. But it is not good to live in a socialist regime where only top people, communist members or whatever, they will decide what to do. I mean, this is a big discussion. I usually don't talk politics on radio or anybody else. Politics is bad for business. Politics discussion is not
Robert,
good.
Robert, now let me stop you right there. You want to know what's bad for your business? I'll tell you what's bad for your business. It's socialism. Socialism is
definitely
bad for your business. So this discussion here is not bad for business. It's good for business. And even if people look, if they want their teeth to rot out, then they're going to buy something else. They're not going to go your products. And if socialism takes over, believe me, you'll be begging for the day that you can get some Vitamir toothpaste on the shelves. Anyway, we got about 7 minutes. Let's get off this. There's three or four products I want to mention real quick. Okay. I love the maca. You produce maca. Tell us briefly what maca is and why should we consider this.
Maca grows at 14,000 foot elevation in Peru. Peruvian, those land out there is volcanic land. It has a lot of minerals. The simple fact that in a location where this year you grew maca, you cannot grow maca in the same location for 7 years. You have to change the spot. That's how powerful the maca is. Mm. It takes everything from the land. And they try to grow maca a lot of different places in the world, but the best maca comes from Peru. and it's powerful. It has all the good things for human body. It is incredible. And we started with maca about 18 years ago because, again, Yvonne did some research for menopause because she didn't want to use chemicals, you know, these progesterone and all kind of stuff women have to use. She wanted something natural. After the research she did, we find out maca, and we got into maca. We don't have time for me to go into details. But maca is good for, it improves the level of sexual desire energy, increases energy and endurance, nourishes, regulates, and helps rejuvenate the endocrine system. Fertility enhancement for men and women. Imagine if men and women can have children. If they use maca, the chances are the sperm will be strong enough and their bodies will be accepting this possibility for her to get pregnant and have a children. And it's a proven fact. I'm not making this up. There's a lot of research done. People can check it easily by Googling it. Promotes hormonal balance, helps relieve menopausal symptoms. This is where Yvonne was so good at doing the research. And after we got the maca, since then, she have never used anything else but maca for menopause. And ask any woman, but men don't understand what women go through when it's menopause, unless they listen to their woman who tells them, I don't feel good, I have headaches, I get flushes and so on, mood changes. And that's why it's so important for a woman to understand maca can help you. You have to try and use it. It helps athletes to build muscle without steroids, helps to retain muscle mass that may be lost due to aging. So I'm using maca for 18 years. And I tell you, there isn't a day goes by that I won't take my maca. I have gelatinized maca capsules. I have traditionally grown maca powder for smoothies, and I have certified organic maca, which you carry all of them. Power Hour carries all these products. People, I'm telling you, give it a try. I personally guarantee 100% money back. Call Power Hour, get your maca, and try it. Give it a try for about a month. If you don't like it, send the empty jar to Power Hour and say, you know what, I tried it, this doesn't work. I guarantee your money back.
Let me tell you my experience. Let me tell you what do you got to lose, ladies and gentlemen? That's a great guarantee. Let me tell you what I notice as I take it. And you told me that this is a big word. It has adaptogenic properties, meaning whatever your body needs, it just seems to give it to you. When I take it, it just gives me a sense of ease and a sense of, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It makes everything work right. I'm not articulating this correctly, but it just kind of makes everything good with your body. You just have a good sense of well-being. That's what I've noticed.
That's generally the feeling because you feel good. Your body feels good because
your hormones
gives you
get
all
balanced
these things
or
for
something.
Your body.
Yeah.
It is one of the best products in the world that I know of naturally, and this is great. One thing I want to tell you before we end up the show, I was reading this International Dental Magazine. This magazine is for dentists, periodontists, and implant specialists. They did a survey for children, why children have cavities mostly and problem, because dentists can't work with children. A lot of children just resist, and it's very hard for dentists to work on them. And I thought, my God, no wonder I was always telling people, look, we need the best toothpaste possible for children to brush their teeth so not to have cavities, because kids eat a lot of candies and sugars and so on. So if you can help your child with just a toothpaste, something that is the best toothpaste with the best ingredients, why won't you do that? Why
no
would you
fluoride.
Buy some...
No fluoride either.
No fluoride, no sugar, no chemicals, no preservatives. I mean, the best toothpaste in the world created for children, and we did this for our grandkids and grand-grandkids. You know, we have 21 of them, and we had no intention to put children's toothpaste out. You know, we were new in this market. We didn't know a lot of things. We're still learning, and children's toothpaste is the best. I'm telling you, if your listeners will just, if you have children, grandchildren, grand-grandkids, neighbors' kids, do a favor, get a toothpaste for child, a children's toothpaste, Vitamers children's toothpaste from Power Hour. Yet let the child try. Try it for 2 months and take the kid to the dentist, see if they have any cavities. It's incredible what it will do for your children.
The also, we got about a little over a minute. You have the toothpaste. You have the children's toothpaste. You also have the toothpaste with CoQ10. That's an option. Why the CoQ10 in the toothpaste?
Well, CoQ10 is good for your gum elasticity. It is very good. And xylitol is very good for cavity fighting. I mean, xylitol is accepted by the Dental Association as a cavity fighter. It's a mild sweetener also. So we had our original toothpaste with myrrh and clove and zinc, folic acid and so on, but we didn't have one with CoQ10. When the CoQ10 became so popular about 15 years ago, you know, things come to the market and everybody gets the fed to have that. We added CoQ10 and xylitol to our original toothpaste, which became the CoQ10 toothpaste. And it is the best toothpaste in the market. What can I say? Of course, I'm going to brag about my product. But I also know what's available in the market. There is no toothpaste out there will do what this toothpaste will do for you.
It is the best. We have a little less than a minute. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. The audience loves you. When you say buy from the good guys, I mean, we're talking about Robert Tactalian, certainly. Buy from the good guys. Support the Power Mall. Everybody who's listening, you know, do me a favor. Please go buy some toothpaste, mouthwash. You use toothpaste, don't you? You use mouthwash. Everybody, just go buy some. And it'll help support us and allow us to expand and to continue this mission. This is an important show. The information, education, empowering, freedom. Robert, just stay right there 1 second, Robert. I want to say something to you off air. God bless you, everybody. God bless you, Robert. Thanks for coming on, sir. Stay tuned. Robert.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.